All right, go ahead, talk. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. Do it. You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast.
TheWordBros.com.
This week on the Word Bros, we welcome Comic Burrito, the Comic Burrito Podcast. They are Cole. Say hello, Cole.
Hello, I'm Cole.
Say hello, Nick.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And say hello, Todd.
Hello, Todd.
I like it. That's
no,
good.
No,
that's good. That's what I was going for.
And okay,
I'm
good.
Bombed out that Todd was the only one that figured it out.
Tad.
So welcome to the Word Bros Podcast. We're excited to have you guys on. We were just on your podcast, which was a lot of fun. How long have you guys been comic podcasting?
14, 19 years now?
No. Wow. No.
Started in February.
Less than a year.
Oh, wow.
Less than a year.
That's pretty impressive.
Say before the Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah. We are the Fellowship of the Ring.
Right before everything just started to suck.
So you were the guys that came up with the idea, like, hey, during this pandemic, we should start a podcast thing. Like, that was you guys?
No, it was
right before it.
I was like, hey, I do photography and videography, and we talk comics, like, all the time in our comic, like, monthly group. What if we did this as a podcast?
Yeah, we had like a Facebook like group chat, and it was like, what if we just did this kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And so here you are. So you guys have been doing this since February. Now, do you guys focus on like a lot of indie creators? Do you try to like punch above your weight and grab like Marvel dudes? Like Howard, how do you guys go about doing this?
No, in about 2 weeks, we have Rodney Barnes coming on,
which is probably
in terms of like punching above our weight class, that's definitely the highest we've gotten.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it is basically guys that feel like us. It's indie. It's people who are just trying to hustle, people who are enjoying it for what it is. They're not people who are wildly successful beyond belief. They're guys who have done well, obviously, because they have something that's been created and something that's out there. But it's also people who have that like that fire that like I just want to talk about it, because there's no room in our show for people who are just like out to do it. It's got to be people who really care.
Yeah, and, no, it's people who really love, like they care about their stories and like what they're trying to do. It's not just a paycheck. It's not just a thing. They really care about their things.
They had us on. So
this today was the first time we've deviated from
now.
That.
Until now.
Well, I will say this too, though. I think that everybody on every level of comics is doing it because they love doing it, or they just wouldn't.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily doing it for a paycheck, because the fucking pay ain't that great.
It's more like, we can tell you from experience.
people have warned us on our podcast that like we shouldn't swear. There's all these things that if you're on YouTube, it's going to go poorly for you. And we're like, we don't care. We're doing this because we want to do it. And those are the people that we gravitate towards, are the people who are like, we know the equation to make it like more profitable or better for us.
Okay.
We gravitate towards the people who are like, I have a story to tell. I have this thing that I want to do. Obviously we cater somewhat. You have to an audience. If we were just us dicking around, what is there to really watch? But the people who try to stick to those cores and those like tenets of like, this is a passion, this is a love. Those are the people that we gravitate towards.
That's cool.
And that's who we have the most fun with, and that's who we like to talk to.
That's awesome. I dig that. So, Cole, you don't really say a lot, so let's talk to you real fast. How did you get into comics?
So the first time that I actually got comics was, I didn't really like to read, and I know we kind of talked about reading earlier today on our show, and my mom brought me to a comic shop because, like, hey, maybe you'll like this. I grabbed like 2 issues of Ren and Stimpy and 2 issues of Dragon Ball, the comic book. It's not even manga style, it's a comic book.
Really?
I mean, then, you know, a few years later, well, not a few years, a lot of years later, when like Scott Snyder started writing Batman, I just walked into a store and was like, I like Batman, grab a Batman book, grab a Star Wars book, grab a Flash book, and like, let's see what goes. And then I kind of got out of it just because of money. And then about 5 years ago, a comic shop opened literally a mile from my house. And I was like, well, hey, I'm going to start a pull list and just like, here's 27 books I want.
Wow.
Let's figure this out. That's like, cool. I don't even know what this stuff is, but that's a cool title.
And he wants both covers.
Well, see, that's interesting too, because when I had a pull at a shop back in the day, and there were always books that I thought I should read because I'm reading comics.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm reading comics, I need to read Fantastic Four. Or, oh, I need to read Batman because I'm reading comics. Like, there's just titles that are kind of ingrained in the idea of comics. Now,
did you gravitate towards weird titles after you were doing that, or do you think that you stayed toward like the bigger name titles?
So the number one book that, when you say weird titles, I saw the book Bitch Planet. I was like, I have no fucking clue what that is, but add that shit to my pull list. And the crazy thing is, I added this book to my pull list, and then like a year and a half later, I get an issue of Bitch Planet because they were on like hiatus for a year and a half at that point in time. So I'm just like, why am I getting an issue 9 of something I've never even heard of? And was like, oh yeah, you put that on your original pull list. Here's the email.
That's
like,
awesome.
Oh, okay.
Those are always the best comics, right? When you just like, you see the name or the cover and you're like, I want that. And it's, and you
there
get
it
and you
Bitch
read it.
Planet.
Yeah, Bitch Planet. I mean, hell yeah. Let me read that. And
she's awesome. I love her. So
yeah, she's wonderful.
I can't say anything bad about Kelly Sue because she's always been super, super, super nice.
You believe.
Now, Nick, you said that you just recently got back into comics, yes?
I would say, like, into in general. As far as, like single issues and stuff like that, like, I would pick up, like, trades and stuff is how I started probably maybe 10 years ago. But only, like, 3 years ago was when I started, like, in the DC Metal and Williamson's Flash and stuff is when I started buying single issue stuff and then getting into Image and all of the independent stuff.
What Image titles are you buying?
What Image titles am I not buying?
That's a good question. Buying is the better question.
I mean, I can see why, because Image has some really great stuff. Like, I really love when you give creators free license to like do whatever the fuck they want to. So
yeah. I mean, like I've talked a lot about Descender and now Ascender being like kind of just like my personal top book. Maybe for me, that was just like my first experience with independent comics and something that wasn't a superhero, but that book for me has been huge. And that's something I look forward to every month. And then on from there, just, I mean, yeah, Image is just, they're killing it. And so many other independent publishers are doing just really good stuff right now.
Yeah, I know. We're all pretty big fans of like AWA Upshot right now.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I literally, after a few of their books, I told my shop, just put literally every single book that comes out from this company on my pull list, because they're doing maybe 2 a week at the most. So it's not really killing me.
You can't like pick what not to get. It's just getting all of that.
And it's just like, you know, once they start to come out with a lot more books, then maybe I'll have to whittle it down. But I think their inventory now is maybe 10.
Yeah. So now what about you, Todd? What about you?
Specifically what I'm reading
how did you get into the media?
Oh, how'd you get into comics?
It was me going up into my dad's like
classic.
Like it was the equivalent of like the young kid finding his dad's Playboys. I found my dad's comics. I've talked about this on our side, our most impactful comics. Mine is Nightfall, because it's literally the first outside of like very kiddie comics. It's the first comic series that I read.
Okay.
And it was separated from all the other ones, I was so daunted by like 20 long boxes of comics. I was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I want to read some X-Men or whatever. And there was this, the shoebox that was full of Nightfall. And my dad had it separated from all the rest of his run of everything. And I grabbed that and I was like, this is probably a good place to start.
This has to be special.
Yeah, it's got to be
separated. Yeah.
It's in a shoebox.
And it's not terrifying me. And it's like girth.
And my Elven Cloak doesn't need more pouches.
Yes, yes, I need more comics. More so I grabbed that, and Batman Nightfall was like my introduction to real comic books.
Okay.
And it defined how lame I think hero stories that don't show weakness are. I cannot stand when a hero is just really
OP, just, dude. OP to quote my son. Yeah,
I can't handle Superman. And, yeah. It killed Superman for me. Little did I know.
See, really?
You at should go eight. Back. Go back and listen to our interview with Philip Kennedy Johnson, who has a really strong take on Superman, because we posed that question to him. I don't know if you've read any of Phil's stuff or Philip. He's a really great dude. He's a really great writer, but he kind of embraces the idea of Superman being kind of all powerful and good and standing for everything.
That's fine. And I understand that there is a story to be told in somebody who has the power to hold the world in the palm of their hand. I understand that there's more layers to that. It makes, if anything, it could make it more dynamic, because imagine a person getting to basically do whatever they want. That poses more problems than a dude that just has money and can like have a dope car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It like, well, it poses more like ethical problems.
Have you read All-Star Superman?
I haven't. It's one of my favorite runs of all time.
Okay,
I
that's love, my favorite Superman.
I love All-Star Superman.
And I'm with you on Superman. I do not like Superman. But the problem is
he's very rarely written as this god. He's usually written to the point where people try to find flaws in what he is or weaknesses in what he is, when my favorite thing is like, no, the dynamic part about him is the fact that he is like a god. That's what's interesting to me.
Yeah.
But he's not touched by that very often.
Well, you don't hurt him by him being Superman. You hurt the people around him. And yeah. That's how you hurt Superman.
Exactly. Like, and I like those tales. Lois Lane is one of my.
Oh, I've heard that's really good. The Fraction book.
It's a Greg Rucka one, too.
It is so good. Greg Rucka. Fraction's doing Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen. Those are both amazing.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about that.
They're incredible. But the problem with Superman is very rarely is he seen as what he really is. They try to find the humanity in him when I think his humanity is overdone. That's something we've seen a thousand times.
Now, whereas have you read any of like the Super Son stuff that they did? I really enjoyed the Super Son stuff, the dynamic of the family, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And that's fun too. It's him being taken out of the stereotypical Superman and it's putting him into like a different scenario. And I like that a lot. I've always been a Superboy fan.
That's awesome.
I really like Superboy.
Is it the 90s thing? Is it the 90s? Yes. He had the leather jacket. Me too. Yeah. So like, I'm going to say
he was like, dressed like the Fonz.
Yes.
my son is named after Superboy, but not 90s Superboy. It's Superboy from Young Justice.
I was going to ask if his name was Prime.
Okay. Connor.
Connor. Prime. That's cool.
I wish. That'd be Prime. Awesome.
Prime.
His wife said no to Prime. So that's all I've cool. got.
Now let me ask. I'm going to ask this question to the group, and I guess you guys can kind of just kind of run with it if you want. Now, as comic fans, has it kind of tainted your vision of comics, seeing how the sausage is made?
No,
I don't think so.
No, that's cool. I don't think so at all. I might enjoy it more.
I always liked how it's made as a show.
Yeah,
so maybe that's part of it. I've always been a hobbyist creator, so I like seeing how something goes from nothing to something.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes like knowing a little bit about the person who wrote the story and connecting with them kind of like makes you see it on maybe a different level, or just you appreciate it more. I don't know. I feel like I like a lot of the books that we've talked about on our show more.
I agree. Connecting with the person who like makes it and being like, I'm not to get like too deep into it, I'm a very empathetic person. Yeah. Like I have a close group of friends because if I hear too many, I just connect too easily with things and it ends up being like too much of a burden. So I keep a close knit, and I think getting to actually talk to some of these creators has made it make more sense. Like it's not just ink on paper. There's people behind it, and
well, see, that I makes really sense that. Based on the answer that you gave earlier, because you said on your show you like talking to people who really care about what they're doing and how passionate they are about what they're doing. And when you're talking to a lot of people who are coming up the ladder, they are going to have that passion because this is the story they've always wanted to tell. And here we are, and we're finally getting our chance, and we're on Kickstarter right now, and if you just back
and everybody has that chance right now. Like you really do. Like anybody can go for it right now.
It's why one of my favorite movies is Hoop Dreams.
Don't find out what happened to those kids.
Don't go farther, because that will break you.
But I mean, also comics is one of the only mediums where you can talk to and have like pretty much almost unprecedented access to the creators through something as simple as Twitter. Versus like filmmakers are not going to answer you back, really. They don't have time for that. And then the TV show runners don't have time for that.
Dude, but I have comics, fucking tweeted Tom Hanks so many times, that motherfucker has never gotten back to me.
I know he's a dick, obviously.
Honestly, that was a huge thing for me when we first started, is like when a comic creator would like one of my tweets or retweet one of the things I said as Comic Burrito. Like it would be shared in our little group chat and then just celebrated in such a way. Like,
The funny part about that is even because Kevin and I, like, we are pros with.
We're quote unquote pros.
With parentheses.
We're doing air quotes.
You have sex for. You do sex for money?
I mean, yes, I would.
All the time.
People would want to have sex.
Next Kickstarter, I know what I'm going to try and back.
People would want to have sex with me, I would indeed do that. But we're pros in the comics industry. Like we have books and previews, we have books out by publishers. Like we are technically pros, but like we do that to each other. Kevin sent me a screenshot of his Twitter feed where Rick Remender started following him on Twitter, and we're both big Rick Remender fans. And
I'd be excited too.
He rubbed it in my face. But then a couple weeks later, I got to get back at Kevin because Scott Schneider started following me on Twitter, and I was like,
"Oh shit!"
But to be fair, we think
you paid him.
No, we think Scott Schneider is following me because he thinks I'm Kevin.
This is true. Funny is I tell Nick that for every follow he gets. I'm like, they probably think it's me. It's fine.
It's just me. Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I mean, even in our Discord, we say Nick runs the Twitter, and there's people that are some like, who was using the Twitter today? Like, Nick is always Twitter. Sorry. Like, unless we send something from Instagram or straight from our like our like stream yards, it's Nick.
I think it's in our Twitter bio. I added it.
Tweets by Nick.
These are all me, and it does not reflect.
I do this stuff
just in case.
Like I do this thing where like I do like the visual side. I make graphics and I do things. Cole is the looks. Obviously.
I used to have a mustache, but I shaved it.
Nick is the brains behind it, and he does the social media.
Okay. Except I do our IG.
Yeah.
That's new, and we don't care about it.
I mean, I have to log into Instagram. That. I have to log into that. I just don't like Instagram. I don't know what.
Ooh, what's your Instagram so people can follow you?
Comic Burrito.
I'm at the Comic
Burrito Show. I don't even know.
I'm
gonna pull a Nick here and look at it.
It's the KOHN, but
I don't even know any. I have less than 100.
The Comic Burrito. I follow like
60 people on Twitter, and I am followed by less than 100. I don't care about social media.
No, that's not Todd's thing.
That is not my thing.
If you want to get a hold of Todd, you got to ask him during a live show.
Or join our Discord.
Or join the Discord.
But what is Discord? I don't understand.
It's usually used
for like gaming stuff.
You don't know
stuff.
About Discord?
So you can use it for like if we're playing.
Is that like OnlyFans?
Wow. No.
No.
Comic Burrito has OnlyFans?
So I've used it for both
We've talked about it.
Yeah. Bob, send your nudes. Send your nudes.
Like if I'm running a D&D game, I'll make a Discord, invite everyone to this Discord. Now we'll have like, here's a chat where we chat about
because you can make chat rooms essentially, but then within those chat rooms you can make channels that have different things, which is why there's a Metal Shark Bro Brigade on our Discord server, Comic Burrito.
Because I think the comic book poser, if you know
which
him,
one of you guys runs Metal Shark Bro Brigade?
Comic book poser, none of us. He just made it on our Discord.
I would say technically I run the whole Discord.
So you're a god.
Yeah, what's funny is one of the gifts that pop up if you go exclamation Todd is I am a golden god. It's the it's always sunny. It's hey, if somebody asks you if you're a god,
you say,
say yes.
All right, so you guys have been doing this podcast since February. It seems like you've been kind of an you've been clearly enjoying the process because you're still doing it. That's awesome. That's awesome. And so you enjoy the access you get to the creators and things of that nature?
We enjoy it, but we never thought we'd get it.
So like, have you ever had a guest on your show where halfway through the podcast, you're like, oh, fuck, this isn't going well? Never?
No. Not for the most part.
No, for like, me, seriously, for me, no. For me, it's almost every time.
But then we have people that stay up until 3 a.m. talking to us about random stuff. Like, here's my VHS collection.
Yeah, no, I would say halfway through every time I'm like, this is it. This is we're done. This is the last time anyone will ever come on.
But he also comes in halfway through the interview.
Yes.
So
well, he's fashionably late, which is cool.
Yeah,
same problem, Nick.
Yeah, there's always that weird pause where the guest is there before Kevin is, so we're just kind of like, so what are we talking about here, Ram?
And a lot of times Bobby doesn't know the guest because I book them, so it's even worse for him. He has to create the room. He's there before me, and then I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. Put the kids in bed or whatever, and then they're like just both they're chatting, but like it's uncomfortable. And then I show up, and all of a sudden, like, no, I'm kidding.
No, I hope not. You just don't notice.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable.
Well, it's because my cock is out, and that's what.
Hey, and they're not part of your OnlyFans. You get confused because you're the OnlyFans stream, and
comics don't pay.
Bob is an extreme extrovert. I'm just comics, an extrovert, so he's. If
they just don't pay what they need to, so you got to do what you got to do. You can't.
Bob's got to get that OnlyFans money.
So if I'm a creator, okay, which I am.
Are you?
Yes, I am. We've made a book called Metal Shark Bro. It's really, really good.
What else have you written?
Some other cool books.
We've done some stuff. But like, so if I'm a creator and I want to get on your show, how does that go about? Do you guys kind of just take anybody? Or do you have to read the things first and actually
you guys
like
run the show, right?
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah. You said I just muted his microphone because I am a god here.
We have done both where we have. I mean, we obviously asked some.
Now I can't unmute it.
Oh, I have to let you unmute it. The god only goes so far. Well,
that's cool. I'm into that.
But no, it usually is like we either reach out or they reach out to us because we honestly don't think we should get people.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Now, I mean, we're in the same boat.
We got somebody that was like super comics gay-y or like pretty like.
That was the next question.
Just be like no, or like if they came off. Out. Like, I mean, we've even offered like to our Discord, just show up, talk to us, pitch us something. And if somebody were to come on and do that, it hasn't happened yet. We'd just see ya.
That was going to be my next question. It's funny that you should ask that because do you have to do a lot of vetting when you're kind of looking into people?
Not yet. we've all come to the conclusion, which we've talked about it in multiple occasions on our Discord and live, where if you want to be a dick, and if, especially if you're a comics gator, we will ban you or boot you as soon as possible.
Okay.
Because I've even said recently,
I'm like, I'm kind of disappointed that we haven't had it
yet. It's crazy. I keep waiting for it too.
It's weird because the same fear erupts on like Twitter and stuff like that for me. I don't follow people back immediately, not because I'm a dick, but because I'm trying to see if you're gonna tweet anything fucking awful.
What you're gonna get attached to?
If you're gonna tweet something fucking awful, and I'm like, dude, did you just tweet something awfully racist, or did you just tweet something that's just fucking technically against humanity? Well, you know, fuck you. How about
you? A bad person.
It's even too when you're running Kickstarters, because we ran into this where you're just excited that people are backing your book, so you're gonna retweet shit. And we were doing the first Metal Shark, bro, and we retweeted somebody, and we're like, oh no, like. And somebody reached out to us that we know, and like, do you know that guy is comic scan? We're like, God damn it. So we had to like kind of walk that back a little bit.
Is that like a hard thing to navigate?
It depends. Because like the guy that we retweeted, or that we found out that was comics gate, like I technically, and Bob did too, and I think Walter did as well. We all got on our social media and was like, if you're a comics gate or you're a fucking dick, or you don't believe in like equal rights for women, or like equal everything for like, and or you're a racist, or you're just a fucking asshole, then don't back our book.
Yeah.
And this guy, and then I said, if you're,
we don't want your money.
If you follow Richard Meier and you're one of his clones, like, then just go fuck off. God. And I said that, and this guy was like, I subscribe to Richard Meier and this and that, and I backed your book, and I was like, well, you can gladly have your fucking $20 get the fuck off of my feed. Yeah. How about that? Because like I'm not buying into any of that crap that you're selling. Yeah. So like just go.
And I'll
gladly give you your money back.
And I think it's hard too sometimes, because this was the original Metal Shark, bro, which was 2018.
Yeah.
I think it was.
It was a while ago.
And that was before Kickstarter started kind of cracking down on some of these kind of more comicsgate projects. So crowdfund, I don't want to say crowd, like the majority of crowdfunding books at that point were comics gatey, but you had a little bit more of an influx of comics gate material on Kickstarter. Well,
it was stronger and it wasn't quite solidified as a hate group yet.
Yeah. And now a lot of them have kind of moved to Indiegogo.
Oh my God. Indiegogo is flooded with the worst people.
Yeah. Indiegogo is kind of a thing that we've stayed away from for that purpose. But I think they're even trying to do a better job rehabbing their own image, because they've been reaching out to indie creators about kind of maybe, what's the word I'm looking for here? Kind of diversifying their stuff as well. But yes,
I know when we were talking about Indiegogo versus Kickstarter, the one thing I did notice that Indiegogo does that Kickstarter does not is you could straight donate all your money to a charity from Indiegogo. And I don't think you can do that from Kickstarter.
No, you can't.
I mean, I'm not saying that like Indiegogo is great or anything, but I thought that was a really weird difference between the two.
I just think Indiegogo kind of opened themselves up for business to some things that Kickstarter was shutting down at that point.
Yeah.
So yes, but it was cool, man. We figured it out. And I think back then we were less known. Now we have a little bit more clout, and it's a little bit easier to kind of, you know, fund books for the things that we're looking for. So do you guys have your own ideas or stories that you want to tell yourselves, or are you kind of content where you are in the world of comics, being reviewers and interviewers and things of that nature?
I have irons cooking.
Nice. At the moment. All right.
But irons not cooking again. You with the irons.
That's my new phrase. I'm just gonna hold on.
I'm
to
gonna
it
tell
now.
You, Todd. It doesn't work.
Irons don't cook.
You know what? How many times have you heard that something didn't work and you just pushed through and did it? I'm not going to listen to your negative. Never. I gave up on. As soon as someone said no, I stopped.
Very quick to retreat.
No, irons cooking is my new thing that I will hold on to forever.
I'm down with that.
According to 3 hours ago. But yes, but it doesn't have to do with comic book creation, but it does have to do with the comic book industry.
That's great. What are you trying to do? You don't want to say it because you don't want your irons to cook too much. You don't want to.
No, they're in the middle of cooking, but it has to do with more on the editing inside. Oh, cool. Because oh, I love literature and English in general.
Fancy son of a gun.
I love literature. Red wine walks upon the beach.
Yes, I love port wine. a nice 25-year port is just exactly smoked what I want. Oh yes, bruschetta and all that. No, but I love it. But it's also more with a, it's more of an angle towards indie side, giving people an outlet, it's more people who haven't broke through yet. Okay. Even people who haven't broke through to like our degree, give them an ability to get edited and to be able to be actually like seen by somebody who's seen a lot without having to cross like a certain threshold, because editing comes with a lot of like a lot of expenses and a lot of thresholds just to getting to the point where somebody will be like, I will look at your book, I will edit it. That's and awesome. I will give you some honest review. And since I am in a really weird space in my life where I'm able to have a little bit more freedom since and all of that, me and a friend are going to start a thing where we have a low entry editing for indies.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
Giving people an outlet where they aren't going to a publisher with something really rough. They can get it a little fine-tuned before they give it to somebody else. And I really like that because I don't want to make a ton of money, but I would love to.
Well, then you're in the right business.
Somebody. Exactly. But I would love to get somebody a leg up and let them go to like Scout McGillicuddy. I want them to see it and be like, oh, this is kind of
welcome polished. To comics, Todd. You don't want to make a lot of money. I got some guys you should talk to in a bridge. I want to sell you in Brooklyn. All right.
Oh, I've been at that bridge. That's a nice bridge.
That's cool. Right. That sounds like I dig this because it sounds like you guys are kind of doing this out of like a sheer love, which is awesome. And I think again, that's why you gravitate towards a lot of indie creators. Who, again, this is the story they want to tell. They've waited their whole lives to tell this story. Exactly. Now, if I'm a Word Bro listener and I'm listening to this podcast, listening to you guys from Comic Burrito, how could I get in contact with you to maybe appear on your show? Like, do I have to send you a PDF of the book that you guys read first? Is there like a letter, like a cover letter?
Is there a barrier to entry?
Yeah, like, no, how does that come about?
Or do you just need to know what you want?
Yeah, a preview is nice so we have an idea of what we're talking to you about.
Oh, sure, but, yeah.
I mean, if you go to comicburrito.com, you can watch any of our old episodes inside. There will be links to how you can get in contact with us from, like, Twitter or all of our other social media.
Twitter or Instagram is probably best.
And even just, you can email us, too.
Nick, you just say Twitter or Instagram because you run those sites.
No, Cole does Instagram.
I like how you actually pointed to him. Like, he's not.
At least he's
over
game.
Cole, who's over there?
Like, me or him.
Which was funny because I actually.
And honestly, probably Instagram.
Today, I'm kidding. I took the link or the thumbnail for your guys coming on, and I posted that. I tagged Scout and both of you guys, and a creator DM'd me 2 minutes later, like, hey, I've got a book. I'd like to come on your show.
Hey, if you'll talk to those dicks, you'll talk to me, right?
And I was just like, all right, cool. Like, I don't know what we're doing, but I'll let you know, like, when we're free next, so.
Yeah.
Now let's go around the room real quick and we'll let you guys go because it's getting late. We don't really run super long with the Word Bros episodes. Cole, what are you reading right now that you're really digging?
Whew, I mean,
like a title specifically.
I just read all of Thor from Donny Cates like in the last 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
And we're mostly DC as a whole, so this was kind of a new fresh take. I've read a decent amount of Donny Cates, but I really enjoyed this. I mean, as for like indie books I'm super into, I mean, like Hotel is probably one of my books of the year that came out from like AWA. So that's like
that's cool. That's John Leese. And who's the artist on that book?
I mean, I can look it up. I'm gonna butcher the name, but it's something is his last name
starts. Dalibor Talashik.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
Good there job. You go. All right. Look at you.
That's cool. Now, what about you, Nick? What are you reading right now that you're really digging?
Besides Metal Shark Bro.
Yes. Yes.
Besides Metal Shark Bro.
That's the obvious answer.
I try to have like a major binge at one time. So right now, my really big binge is Invincible.
Oh, that's a very binge-worthy book right there.
Yeah, I'm at like volume 10, 10 and a half maybe.
That's awesome.
So I'm getting through it, and I got to pick a bunch up from my library so I can just
get
through it. I'm gonna be able to, between Hoopla and my library, I'm gonna be able to kill it before the end of the year.
The library is such a great resource that I don't even think people think about when it comes to comics.
Many people have no idea. It is your best.
I'm glad you brought up Hoopla.
It really is.
Yeah.
And Hoopla for sure. But oh man, if you want to read
10 checkouts,
we get 10 on Hoopla. But even just going to your library and getting graphic novels and stuff, you can get so much stuff.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
I'm so excited to talk to him about the, once he's done with Invincible, I'm so excited to have somebody to talk to about the entirety of Invincible. That's awesome.
Now, Nick, Todd, what are you reading, buddy? Besides the obvious Green Lantern tattoo that you showed us.
I know. It's
now, were you digging the Liam Sharp, Grant Morrison stuff?
It's the best Green Lantern that's happened since the new 52 hit.
Okay.
He clutched the pearls when he did it. So
yeah.
I mean, you guys couldn't see that, but he clutched the pearls.
I love it so much to the point where, because every Wednesday we read every Wednesday and we do like a This Week in Comics.
Oh, that's cool.
And we talk about our top 9 and then we talk about our personal 3.
Now I got to do math. What are we looking at here? Top 9
is 12 books.
We do the burrito picks top 9.
Okay, okay.
And then at the end, it's not nearly as long of a segment, but we go like our personal top 3 for the week. Just so people can like
hear mine from this week.
Okay. Yeah. King and Black, Texas Blood. Okay, there you go.
All right. Well, Island, that Texas Blood are on mine as well.
Okay.
But not King and Black.
you just get another King and Black.
But I read just about everything. There's very rarely something that actually slips through my cracks. And I love reading comic books. It's something that is part of me. If I was going to boost something other than Green Lantern, because I keep it outside of even like This Week in Comics, because it's so cliche for me to choose a Green Lantern, Grant Morrison and Liam Sharp's Green Lantern is
good.
The best run in DC right now.
I pick it on Todd's behalf, but also because
they were running
and favorite. It's the best DC right now.
I read the first season of it, and if I remember correctly, insane. Green Lantern was kind of a dirty cop kind of vibe going on.
Yeah, because he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that aspect of
it. Yeah.
You're right. He is kind of a dick, and he's always been like a real authoritarian piece
Hal is a fascist asshole about willpower. Hal's the worst. I hate Hal Jordan.
But so then you almost love Green Lantern, so it's weird.
Almost as much as I hate Guy Gardner.
But it's funny because you hate them for different reasons.
So much different. They're so different, but I hate them both.
But you like Kyle Rayner?
I love Kyle Rayner.
See? It's their 90s thing coming back again.
I mean, Guy's got the best haircut, so that's why Todd doesn't like him.
Look at that Kyle Rayner.
It's because the Kyle Rayner has the 3D, like the viewer mask, like from where we were.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
I'm a John Stewart guy from the cartoon.
John Stewart, John Stewart and Kyle Rayner, they're the best.
And my favorite's a Blue Lantern, so fuck off.
Well, St. Walker?
Yeah, he's my favorite.
St. Walker is amazing. He's my favorite. St. Walker.
How great is the Volcano Head guy?
Oh my god.
I don't even know his name. He's just a volcano head.
Oh yeah, we need to and he's just erupting while he's talking. Oh, it's so good.
And that book is beautiful. I remember taking pictures of like the space scenes that Liam Sharp would intricately draw like Kirby style.
But you haven't read season 2 yet?
I have not read
season 2.
Highly recommend it. God. It goes if you like season 2 is read Black Star.
I was iffy on season 1, but season 2.
I was then, as soon
season two, issue three.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
like for me, that's one of my issues.
That's
of
his.
Year.
That's
like
his.
It's just.
And then have you?
Oh my
read,
god.
have you read Far Sector?
I have not. Mm.
Far Sector is incredible.
Now you're showing me a lot of stuff on iPads. Do you read on Comixology and through the apps, or are you a singles to the
Todd's
shop guy?
Todd's busted.
I love.
He loves digital.
I yeah. love Todd's my digital. 2018 iPad Pro is the best way to read comics, period.
Okay.
but I have an LCS that I've been going to since I was six.
Okay.
And this right here, I also have in physical.
Okay.
Now, who publishes Far Sector? So we know
it's DC. It's a Green Lantern book.
It's a Green Lantern. Okay.
Yeah. What, Young Animal?
I love the
lineup.
Gerard Way. Yeah,
it's DC's yeah, okay. Young Animal when it started, but they still call it in nine. It's a DC book, but yeah. But she's getting thrown into future state.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
So it's kind of been like now determined she's like future. She's not happening in the current, but I really want her to. Joe is my probably favorite Green Lantern now after okay. Far Sector.
She's so you guys but, are big DC fans then.
Big DC fans. But digital, yes. Gunland is my background right now, which is put by Magnetic. But if I was going to boost anything, we talked a lot about, but I want to say what I'm actually reading. Die is
Kieran Gillen. Yeah.
Kieran Gillen. Yeah. That's Stephanie my Hunt. Book right
Stephanie
now.
Stephanie Hunts, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my book right now. If I was going to boost one and say I'm reading something, it's Die.
All right. Cool. That's awesome. You guys, you can tell that you have a real passion for comics. You have a real passion for all of this. And again, as a smaller independent creator, shows like Comic Burrito are a very viable way for us to connect with audiences. So we really appreciate what you guys do. So thank you so much. I was telling my wife today, I was like, dude, I said, you know, we could do this podcast and 100 people may listen to it. But if 4 people pick up our books from that, then that's how we build an audience. So yeah. We really yeah. appreciate what you guys do. I think more people in comics should appreciate what you do, and they should reach out to you, and they should want to be on your podcast because you clearly have a love for the business. So thank you so much.
And thank you for saying
that. Thank you. Okay.
I mean, you're doing this because you love comics. Like yeah, it's, absolutely. I mean, it's obvious. You take time out of your busy weeks, your busy days, you have kids, you have all this stuff to do a podcast yeah. about comic books. The least creators can do is respect the effort you're putting into it
and try and show up on your show and give you a good interview
yeah.
or give you something fun to think about or give you something fun to think about them. So because without you guys, we don't get to do what we want to do. So we appreciate that. So hey, it's really hard. Cool. Indie comics
really
is hard.
Nice.
I mean, it's the truth. Dude, indie comics is hard.
Comics
it's
is hard, man. It's
comics is hard. So we try every day. Yeah. We're hoping we're reaching those people. And guys like you let us know that we are actually reaching somebody.
The little people. You know what I'm saying. The little people.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
No, but it's fair.
It is fair.
So tell us where we can find you guys everywhere. I know you've mentioned Discord. And
ComicBurrito.com.
That's it? That's the
point. That'll bring you right to our YouTube.
Okay. Now, so are you guys an audio podcast or are you just mainly a YouTube show?
Just YouTube.
Mainly YouTube.
We did do audio for a second. And
it's
then
how
it
I got. It's how I got Nick into it by saying it was going to be audio.
And yeah, he told me from the beginning, he was like, we're going to do this this podcast. And I was like, okay. And then like the day before we did our first recording, he's talking about all his cameras and stuff. And I'm like, wait, you mean video? And we just
it may have been
we
a little crafty on my part.
It's fine.
Because I may have known...
I'm so glad he did though.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I know it's so best much for him.
It really has. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, it's obvious that you're a video podcast because Todd has Comic Burrito hat, shirt, and hoodie, I believe. Is that a Comic Burrito hoodie as well?
It's not, I have a Comic Burrito hoodie as well, but it's in the wash.
No,
I've
no,
been
Bob,
wearing it so much.
That's his elven cloak. So
yeah, elven cloak of Comic Burrito.
The plus one to comic book podcast.
That's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much. Oh, look at that. You guys are merched out to the
We
look
at that. We get all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, we got lots of stuff.
And I'm going to ask, how'd you come up with the name?
Yeah.
It was the original thought was we wanted to be Hell or Kite Man Hell Yeah Podcast, but we thought like later on we might get in trouble for that.
Why Kite Man Hell Yeah Podcast?
Because in the Tom King run, like issue 6, Kite Man just flies through a window. It's like Kite Man Hell Yeah, and like just flies away. And I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I think we were just throwing in names, and this was the first one that we're like, well, we all don't hate this.
Yeah, for maybe four or five days, we had all these suggestions, and I don't remember any of the other ones.
Besides Kite Man Hell Yeah.
Besides Kite Man Hell Yeah was like the first one, and then we had 100 other ideas.
I think
Todd was like Comic Burrito, and it was like no.
I don't hate it.
The first one we all were like, okay.
And then I feel like 2 days went by and it was like I don't have a reason to not like this yet, so let's just go with it.
So it's been
we can always change it later.
Yeah.
it's a little late now.
Yeah, we're pretty stuck in it.
You might go Kite Man Hell Yeah now because of the Harley Quinn cartoon. So yeah.
Maybe.
That was the best.
So I mean, because he's like, he shows up and he like, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but he shows up in the
one of our favorites.
He shows up with Ivy and he's like, oh, I brought you back to your apartment. And then he's like naked in the bed.
Yes.
And I was dying. Yeah. And she's like, what are you doing? He's like, I thought you meant coming back to your apartment, but coming back to my apartment. Hell yeah. I died. Yes. I fell on the floor. I was laughing so hard.
One of our earliest episodes is us talking about the Harley Quinn cartoon.
We actually have two episodes.
It's like pre-HBO stuff.
It was when it was on DC Universe. It killed me. I was watching the.
Oh, so
and
good.
I, when he and he oh, went back God. With Ivy, I was like, "What's going on?" And then I was like. And then she's like, well, I thought you coming back to your apartment, man. Hell yeah. And I just died.
Naked, but he still has the mask on. Yes. While naked.
But he's in our bed with the sheet. Yeah. So I died. I was done. So I was done. I was like, Bob and I need to be writing some of this cartoon because they don't have all the jokes that they need. Like we can.
No, yeah, they got away with it.
You guys would be perfect for that. But yeah, comicburrito.com. At Comic Burrito Show on Twitter, and
at
The Comic Burrito on Twitter, at The Comic Burrito on Instagram.
Yep.
All right.
I think we have a Facebook group. Just You'll look up the Comic Burrito.
And we have a Discord. We have a Discord that is our lifeblood.
Comic Burrito into your search engine, you're gonna find something.
All right. Well,
our lifeblood is the Discord. That's where we live every other day. We're not streaming. We stream on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Okay.
But the rest of the time we're on Discord, and it's our favorite thing because
all day, every day.
All day, every day.
You can share your lunch with us. We want to see it.
We have 60 people on the Discord as of now.
That's pretty good. Time. Well, Comic Burrito, thank you so much for being on the Word Bros podcast. We really appreciate you and what you do for the business. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, go. You're on.
Thanks for getting wrapped up with us.
There you go. We cut that. I hit end before he got the joke, before Todd got the joke out, so I wanted to give him a chance to do
that's
it.
That's how we end all of our podcasts.
Well, that's how you can end the interview. So do you want to say it one more time?
Thanks for getting wrapped up with us. Bye.
Stop, Kevin. You can't talk because that's how they end it. So now he's going to say it again. Todd, say it again.
Thanks for getting wrapped up with us.
Bye.
I don't think that was good enough. Do it again for
all right, now, does
thanks
the bye
wrapped up with us.
Thanks for wrapping up us.
Okay, now this is we've lost it. We jumped the shark, dudes.
Thanks for wrapping.
We jumped the metal shark.
Thanks. Oh, he's very smart.
You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast, thewordbros.com.